Welcome. This is Janelle Harvey from Female Musicpreneur.
So welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you let the listeners your name, please, and tell them about you, a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Elroy Spoonface Powell, aka Spoon, and I started with a big number one record called You See the Trouble with Me. I was the voice of Black Legend, which had me traveling extensively and was ultimately my introduction to the music industry. And it meant lots of chart shows and lots of really working in the industry at a top level for a while as an mm-hmm. artist. And yeah. Then I kind of experienced some real hard times just trying to convince the label and so on of what I personally wanted to do. It was a challenging time for all of us because after such a massive hit, it's hard to figure out what to do. So much pressure and so on. Mm-hmm. But what turned things around for me was just letting go of this. And so when I decided that I wasn't going to focus on the charts and just do music I wanted to do and so on, things really changed for me. I started to collaborate with people like your Omars, Janet Kay, Freak Nasty, High Contrast. Mm-hmm. Started traveling more again, and I set up a record label publishing company, and now my own social enterprise and publishing company that we help brands source music for their media campaigns, but also create opportunities in the community, and that really excites me. So the book, How to Think Beyond the Chart Position, really charts that journey, but also gives five key considerations that I feel may be useful to emerging talent.
Fantastic. You know what I like about you, Elroy? This is what I think I wanted to connect with you way back as well, because we've got very similar experiences in the industry. And I love what you did with it. Like you said, you let go and you just did your thing and you made it work. And what grabbed me with you was a social entrepreneur, because this is something that I've been passionate about myself in the industry. And when I was signed, they were like, it'll never happen. Don't be silly. It'll never happen. So when I left, I did it myself.
That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, it's like, yes, you know, it's just wonderful. Just someone like you spreading the good word, doing positive things with your music and doing your own thing. Because for me, that's what it's about. Like, you know, being comfortable with your own, with your own oomph, with your own spirit, with your own heart, with what you want to do and doing it. It can be done if you know who you are, right? And if you do let go. So I really love this. And by the way, love your deep voice. It's just so nice to have that deep resonance coming through the phone line. I'm like, yes, it's my Sunday morning and I just finished my workouts and I'm like, I've got this deep, booming, beautiful British voice, like, yes, you know, so it's just so nice to hear you. I'm really excited for you, and I think the book looks absolutely fantastic. Now, what we're going to do is I want to talk to you in a bit more depth, if that's okay, like I said, on the next recording, for the next one. But right now, what we're doing on this one is we're asking a question and we're asking for a one sentence answer. So, okay, so the question today is, this week, because you're going to wrap it up for us, I think, and then we're going to start a new question tomorrow. But the question is, what is success? And if you could give me a one sentence answer, that would be fantastic.
Success is whatever you want it to be. It's so important for us to create our own definition of what success is.
Beautiful. Now, listeners, I'm sure you're just like me going, oh, you can melt with his voice, couldn't you? I mean, it's just so wonderful. So thank you so much, Elroy. I think it's subjective too. It's really down to whatever the person thinks it is. And for me, it's just about, you know, just showing the differences and asking my guests, because there's so many different approaches to success. And, you know, as well as I do, there's so much hype as well, isn't there, with that, you know, a concept of what success is supposed to be, which sometimes... Right. I'll let you speak to that. But, you know, with what people think success should be, and that sometimes prevents people from even starting because they have this bar that they think they must reach because it's out there, instead of kind of just connecting with themselves. And I think that's something you could probably relate to. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I totally agree. And there's so much pressure, and especially in the creative industries, you know, you find that around 1 in 5 people are suffering from anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. feeling isolated and so on. And often it's because of these really high kind of goals we set for ourselves. It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's so important that we set targets and we drive for them. But then when some of us get caught up in comparing ourselves to others or thinking just because, just because you didn't hit a chart position or make a certain amount of money or so on, that you failed. And the fact is, and most of the time, really, the fact that you got off your ass and made an effort to take a step towards your goals, you've already won. You know what I
That's
mean?
why, yes, the success is just moving, just doing it. Even the thought, sometimes with people, it's a thought for a while and then just making the action, right? Just putting it into action and putting it to work. And it's just that process more than the actual end goal. I mean, we're all different, but sometimes, I do believe we give ourselves a hard time. Well, in general, as peoples, but it's just so nice that you're out there, being like a beacon and showing a different way. And I'm really excited to get in more depth about your book in the next one. So just before we go for this one, I really do appreciate your time. Can you tell everyone, just give everyone one web link where they can connect with you, find you, whatever it is.
Spoonface.net.
All right. So spell it for us, please.
SPOONFACE dot net.
Fantastic. So thank you so much. And listeners, check him out. He's doing some amazing things. Good energy. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you on the next one. Remember, success is whatever you make it to be, right? All right. Take it easy. Have a good one. Cheers.
Female musicpreneur, female musicpreneur, female music.